Oh God, what a joyful day it is to receive these young lives into your church, to open all of our lives again to your Spirit. Bless us as we hear these words and as we try to live them. All in the name of Christ. Amen. So I have to apologize from the beginning. I'm mostly going to be speaking to these people in white robes today. But you're here and you can listen in a little bit. And you can sort of pay attention on the screen as well. It's been kind of a fun year together. Can you believe that you made it all the way through confirmation? We had a lot of highlights along the way, and you're going to get to see just a few of these here. Some of these images are from our... Now, that is a young lady with attitude. I don't know. A lot of friendships that were formed and deepened over the years, a lot of smiles. Looking pretty tough there. This was about right before the collision that happened. No, there was no collision. And the guys even like each other, which is kind of cool. We made you stand up against brick walls so we could take your pictures, and they're the pictures that you see on the way in. And Lee, helm of the ship. Lee, doesn't she do an amazing job with our youth? I know there's some moms who are excited that the very person that confirmed them would now be confirming their child today. So we had some reflective moments along the way. There was a lot of seriousness, but also a lot of levity. We played games to learn things about United Methodist history. We played tic-tac-toe, and we sat together week by week by week. Sometimes we read letters from parents and family members. This is always one of the most moving parts of the confirmation retreat. How many of you remember when you went through confirmation getting those letters from your families and your parents, yeah? And it's a powerful thing, powerful moment of affirmation along the way. We sat and you listened to us teach you all kinds of things, and you learned about the Bible, you learned about Christian history, you learned about where we fit into the bigger church. And we loved this whole process and this whole year with you. You're going to have to explain that one to your parents a little bit. It was a lesson in teamwork. All these great faces and all these great moments. Whoops, sorry. And the confirmation class of 2018. So let's give them a hand because they are the center of today. So today really begs the question, right? Now that we are at this moment of culmination, this moment of celebration of your life as confirmands, so now what? What do we do now? And we always celebrate confirmation in this church on Pentecost Sunday. It coincides with the coming of the Holy Spirit as we pray for God's blessing in your lives so that you might continue to know the love of God, so you might continue to live that out everywhere. And so today is a day when we focus on the Spirit, the coming of the Holy Spirit to bless you and into all of our lives again. Robert Brown Taylor writes that this coming of the Spirit is all about breath, you know. The words that are in the first chapter of Genesis, how the Spirit of God moved over the waters, that's the breath of God breathing in life into creation, the breath of God breathes into Adam and Eve, right? All those words, breath and spirit and wind from today, are all the same word. Ruach in the Hebrew and pneuma in the Greek. So what was that in the Hebrew? Your final exam. She said a very...
Isn't it ruach?
Yes, ruach in the Hebrew and pneuma in the Greek. And so it's the spirit, it's the wind, it's the breath of God that animates everything. And the blessing of God that comes through God's Spirit to you today. But every time any one of us breathes, we are breathing the same air that has been breathed from all of time, from the beginning of creation. You are breathing in air that includes stardust from the creation of the world. You're breathing in air from the rainforests of Kenya. You're breathing in air from Latin America and from Alaska and from all over the world. You're breathing in air that Plato breathed and Michelangelo breathed and Jesus and the disciples breathed and Abraham and Sarah breathed. And we breathe in that air together and all receive God's Spirit. So I want you all to do this with me, confirmands especially, but all of you, I want you to take a deep breath. And know that you're breathing in God's Spirit in this place and in this day. You can let it out too. Yeah. Wind and breath and spirit is all over the Pentecost story. It is the story that is a hinge point in the life of the Christian church and the life of faith. The resurrection of Jesus is the tipping point, but this day, Pentecost, when the Spirit comes on the disciples, gathered in that upper room, this is the time when the message of Jesus and the movement of Jesus goes viral. You understand that language, right? When something goes viral, it means it spreads like wildfire. Because they started the day with just a few disciples. And by the end of the day, there are 3,000 people that are gathered. When the Feast of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind, a gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the whole building, then like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. Now, you had believers, Jewish believers from all over the world, the known world at that point, and that's why we had all those big words for Elliot to read today, because this is a feast that gathered everybody, sort of a mini UN, if you will. All the nations are there, all the languages are there, and suddenly the Spirit comes upon the disciples, and they are able to speak in those languages, and it is a moment of community, drawing all these different people together, and that's what's happening at Pentecost. Now, I have a message for you, because I figure the only way you're going to listen to me is if I text you. So I can't really sit here and text you. It wouldn't be very practical. But I'm going to just do the second next best thing and text you on screen. So there are five things I want you to take away today as you answer that question. Now that I'm confirmed, what? What next? What's it mean? What do I do? First thing I want you to think about is Jesus' breath. Can you say that? That was less than convincing. Can you say Jesus' breath again? All right, now I believe you, Delaney. Thank you. So, Jesus' breath. When Jesus let go of his last breath, remember Jesus died, right? That was a very sad moment before he's resurrected. There's a wonderful connection that Barbara Brown Taylor makes between the last breath of Jesus and this Pentecost moment. He says, when Jesus breathed his last, we knew it wasn't really the last breath of Jesus because we know the rest of the story, right? It's not really the last breath. All that breath, it was so strong and passionate and pungent, it gathered together and became like a mighty wind which God spent spinning through the upper room in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. And God wanted to make sure that Jesus' friends were the inheritors of Jesus' breath. So I want you to think of yourselves as inheritors of Jesus' breath today. You are in a long, long line of disciples. Thousands, millions of people who have believed before you and will believe after you as well. And all of us receive the same Spirit, the same breath of Jesus, the living force of Jesus. So how different are you going to behave and act toward your friends and to people that you go to school with and all the rest of your lives if you think of yourself as carrying around the breath of Jesus in your lungs? I hope that would change you. I hope that will make you think before you say some things. I hope it will make you more compassionate and caring. Next thing. So Jesus' breath, number one. Get intoxicated. Now, parents, here's my disclaimer. It's right in the Bible, right? It's right in the Bible. At least that's what they confuse what's happening at the day of Pentecost. I'm not telling you to go out and get drunk, you know, the way that some of your friends will get drunk in high school and things like that. I'm telling you to be drunk with the Spirit. Their heads were spinning. They couldn't make head or tail of it. You know, this crazy scene is unfolding, and all the people come up and they say, what? Oh, my gosh. They're drunk on cheap wine. What they notice is the commotion, something out of the ordinary going on. And I want people to look at your lives and notice that there is something out of the ordinary going on, that you are living under the influence of the Spirit of God. When people look at you, they will feel that Jesus' breath coming out of you. They will see God in you. You are living under the influence of the Spirit. So number three, use your toolbox. Now, Who would like to explain the video that Lee makes every confirmation class watch at the confirmation retreat? Anyone want to take a stab at it? Come on up here. Okay. Or let me hand you a microphone. I didn't know I was going to get any takers. This is good.
Well, after everyone is confirmed, they're given a Bible that they're supposed to take with them everywhere they go.
Kind of like this big, giant red Bible. That's the closest thing I could find.
Which represents God's word and God living in them. And it's a story about how each one of them loses this Bible over the course of their lives because they can't seem to make a way to have it fit with them. But there's this one final kid who goes around using his huge Bible, which he can open and take several tools out to help other people. And he uses this Bible, God's word, to make other people's lives better. And by making other people's lives better, he returns the Bibles to all the other confirmation students.
Yeah. Wow. And it's this old cheesy. That's pretty impressive. So let's take a vote. How many of you would like to, Elliot, just to continue my sermon from here on in? Yeah. So anyway, it's this old cheesy movie, and we laugh about it because it is definitely set in the 70s, and it was first on VHS, and now it's been converted to DVD by somebody within the church. It is old. Lee wants to do a remake here, but it talks about like confirmation being this culmination point, and then it doesn't matter anymore for a lot of these kids. But for a few of them, it really does. It does take root, and it becomes a set of tools that you carry out in the world. There's the tools to help somebody change a flat tire. There's bandages in this Bible to help somebody who's fallen by the side of the road. And so we want you to think of what we've done in confirmation is to give you some tools to live the Christian life. It's not going to be everything you'll need, but hopefully it's enough so that you know how to access these words of Scripture and so you know how to use these tools to make a difference. Now, one of the greatest gifts that you bring to the church, and that's why it's really fitting to confirm you on Pentecost, is that you are fiery. Youth in general are passionate. Is that right? Raise your hand if you have a youth that is passionate about something, a sport or maybe it's music or something. Teenagers are just passionate. And sadly, a lot of us, as we get into our 30s and our 40s and our 50s and our 60s, some of that energy goes away. Sometimes that passion goes away. But I want to encourage you to hold on to that idealism, to believe that you can change the world, because God believes that you can change the world. And don't let anyone talk you out of that. Hold on to that fiery side of the good part of being a teenager. Be on fire for Christ. Carry that flame of the Spirit with you. And finally, we are not graduating you out of the church today. We are putting you on a path. We are putting you on a path with your parents and with other Christians from all over the world. We are inviting you into a giant family. And this is a way of being. The earliest Christian movement was not called the church. It was called the way. It was called the way of Jesus. And the way of Jesus is all about love and mercy and forgiveness and compassion and going out of your way for other people, knowing that you are loved and knowing that you belong to God too. And learning that again and again and again for the rest of your lives and sharing that story with other people. So the road isn't finished. All we're doing is really just putting you on this path. Now, I've been preaching to the confirmands. Now I want to preach to the parents. Parents, we want to say thank you for the amazing job with the kids that you've done so far, and you're not done yet. There are some parents who think, we got our kids through confirmation. We've done our religious job, right? We at least made them stick it out that long. And that's great, and we are so grateful for your influence and your guiding influence, but you will continue to be the most important spiritual influences in their lives for a long time, even after confirmation. And your modeling of faith and your living of faith and your encouraging faith, you're going to be able to have more complicated conversations with your teenagers now about faith. You need to keep having those conversations. It doesn't stop for you either at confirmation. It goes on. You still have an important, very important role to play in their spiritual development, their spiritual maturity. So you're not done yet, even though you thought you were celebrating today. Woo-hoo. Forget it. You got a lot of work left to do. I've got a 28 and a 24-year-old. We are still actively parenting our daughters, and you will too, in love. So now what? I hope today is the day that you are able to feel how much this church loves you, how much God loves you, how much God believes in you, and how much God is going to give a spirit to do God's work in you. So we're going to take one last breath. Are you ready? Everyone breathe in. And now just keep breathing. And know that this is God's moment by moment gift for us. Every day of our lives. When you breathe in, you are breathing in God's spirit. When you breathe out, you're breathing out God's spirit. You are living in God's spirit. You can call it air and call it the Holy Spirit. It counts on us to warm it up, to lend it our lives. In return, it promises to fill us with new life. So today we are inviting you not just to be the confirmation class of 2018, but to join a conspiracy of the Holy Spirit. That means we breathe together. Ready? One last time. We breathe together. And then we breathe out God's love into the world again and again and again. Congratulations and blessings on all of you. Amen.